Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome to God Said I Can Radio. Oh, listening audience, my lines are lit up. That means my guests are with us on today. But first, before we bring them on the air, God Said I Can Radio is in the comeback stage. Who is God Said I Can Radio? What are we? What do we do? We are an anointed, edifying, uplifting, and intimate online radio ministry streaming live various days during the week where God's glory is our agenda. Redefined, restored, and renewed via New York State, airing worldwide. Who is your hostess with the mostest? I am Lady Nancy here, bringing you the very best in radio ministry. What happens on God Said I Can Radio? We embrace the testimonies, the accomplishments of every overcomer in the body of Christ in whatever area of ministry you are in. God Said I Can Radio are opportunists that give opportunity. You are welcome to call in with comments, questions, prayer, and to some to receive salvation if you don't know Jesus Christ in the pardon of your sins. While live, the call-in number is 616-716-6608. Press 1 for the host queue. Our theme is Scripture, Galatians 6 and 9. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. So please do me a favor and tell somebody else, because there's no me without you, and there definitely is no you without God. Today our special guest is with us from Rochester, New York. Their group is called Judah of Rochester. They've been established for quite some time. These young men continue to be one on fire for the Lord at all times and ready to lift up the name of God. Given the name Judah, which means praise or to praise, equips these young men with the passion and determination to be ready and willing to spread God's word to everyone through their gospel music. Now, I had an opportunity to speak to Andre, who I'm going to cue in first because I know that his number is the 5440. I'll be identifying my guests with the last four digits, so I'm going to be cueing in the numbers I see. Just let me know who you are when I call your number, and we are here live on God Said I Can Radio. Andre, you're with me, 5440.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. This is Reverend Andre Lanier. I'm here.
All right, all right. I'm happy, happy, happy. I'm going to cue in 2781. Please let me know who you are.
I'm Doc Pitts, the keyboard player.
All right. Mr. Pitts, got you with me. I'm cueing in 5627. Who am I speaking with?
5627 is Mello, the drummer. I'm the drummer of Judah.
Give me your last name. Yeah,
I'm sorry, his last name is Brown, Mello Brown.
Mello Brown, okay, you're the only name I didn't have on my list. Got you, Mello.
It's Nancy, you might have a few callers that might just be listening in as well.
Okay, definitely, definitely. I just want to make sure it's not anybody from the group. Is everybody together or are they on separate lines?
That's probably everyone.
All right, definitely. Well, I'm happy, and thank you, gentlemen, for being here with me. I'm going to start with Andre first. Please give us your hello, your God bless you, and you guys are here live on God Said I Can Radio with your hostess with the mostest, Lady Nancy.
Well, thank you for having us. Just want to say God bless everyone that's listening, and we're ready to have a good time in the name of the Lord on God Said I Can Radio.
Absolutely, definitely. Mr. Pitts, give us your hellos and your God bless yous and your shout-outs, however you see fit to do it.
Hello, hello. How is everyone doing? I just want to say thank you for having us, and God bless everyone that's listening.
All right, Mr. Mello Brown.
Yeah, hello, everyone. I just want to say thank you to everyone for supporting us on this journey, and I look forward for more music from us. God bless everybody.
Absolutely. And did I also hear Mr. Chapman?
No, you have Mr. McDuffie on there, 1611.
McDuffie.
Is his last four.
Okay, let me cue him in. All right, Mr. McDuffie.
How are you?
Wonderful. God bless you. Thank you for being here with us.
God bless you as well. Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely, definitely. So I have everybody here. That is awesome, just about. Gentlemen, please do tell us, however order you see fit, to just tell us about the group, how long you've been established, and the journey of Jesus Christ. You're young men in the Lord doing awesome things.
Any of y'all want to go first?
All right, so you go ahead. You can take care of it.
I'll do it. This is Doc again. the group been established. This is our 10th year of singing. We're getting ready to have our reunion concert October 24th, which we celebrate every other year. So this would be our fifth anniversary. Like our bio say, we just been willing. However God decided to use us and whatever he wants us to do, that's what we're going to do. We had some ups and downs, you know, throughout the journey, but we're still here pressing on.
Amen. Absolutely. Share with me a little bit about the new project. I know I just played Stood By Me, and there's a couple songs on the other project I definitely liked. I tried. Share with us the passion and the vision that the group had for ministry.
For ministry, I'll just elaborate on just Stood By Me and leading up to the new project that we'll be finished recording May 7th. It'll be a live DVD recording that'll be recorded in Rochester, New York, Mother's Day weekend. And just starting with Stood By Me, it's just reaching out to people and letting them know, you know, who it was when you were down, who it was when you were having, you know, troubles and trials and everything that you were facing in life, you know, depression, heartaches, hurt, when it felt like, you know, no one was there. You know, God was the one that was right there when everyone else said they'll be there. And when, you know, trouble came up, you know, it seemed like you were by yourself. God was the one that stood by you. And no matter what, no matter what you do, how you did it or what you feel, even when you turn your back on God, you know, God never turns his back on you. And he's still there with open arms ready to, you know, accept you and bring you back to a place of happiness and joy. And leading up to the live DVD recording, once again, that'll take place in Rochester, New York, May 7th, Mother's Day weekend. It'll be songs that encourages people to keep striving, because we're all human and we all have our downfalls and we all have, you know, mishaps and misfortunes. But there's a God that sits high and looks low, and he'll never put more on you than that which you can bear. And we just want to, that's our mission, that's our vision, you know, to keep encouraging people and keep dropping Jesus Christ in everyone's spirit. You know, a lot of people out there, they, you know, they being saved, you know, they try to focus on just the positive stuff. And sometimes, yes, that's very, very good. But sometimes it's good just to be real. And we're real people. We, you know, we have lives. And sometimes, you know, things take a turn for the worse. You know, we have struggles. And we don't make it and get through them by ourselves. It's God that helps us.
And that's actually my next question, too, because I know I want to know things that have happened, you know, along the way that may have either tried to discourage you. You know, has anybody ever felt like quitting? Not necessarily quitting God, but the group and, you know, different things that may have taken place. And what, and if you did, what has caused you to maintain the stability and being in the group and doing ministry?
This is Devon. I know for me, I feel like quitting probably once a month. Just, you know, just things that in life, not even really with the group, but things in life sometimes can you know, just get under you a little bit and have you overwhelmed so much that you just feel like throwing in the towel with everything. But God has been so faithful, and the song, like the song says, he stood by us. He never left. No matter what happened, if you look back over your life, you can see that he's always been there, and he's never left. My testimony, I can always say, no matter what has happened in my life, he's never turned his back on me, and he's always been right there.
Mm-hmm. Andre, being that I speak to you, and I apologize, I know you're Reverend Andre, for, you know, I want to use the proper title when I'm addressing you, so you can share with us about some things. Same question about your, you know, walk in the group and stuff like that.
It's like this. kind of like what I was just saying. I mean, life throws you so many different curves and twists. And not too long ago, I just, you know, found myself very, you know, very overwhelmed. And I was just ready to, you know, just give up. And it seemed like as soon as I was ready, I found myself crying. I was driving in my car. I just found myself yelling, God, you know, what am I supposed to do? Like, you know, what's going on? Like, I couldn't see anything. And my nephew, Henry, he had called me. And, you know, he had just out of the blue, I didn't, like, call him and tell him to call me back. Or we didn't, you know, say, you know, I wasn't anticipating his phone call. And he had just called me, and, you know, out of the blue, and he just encouraged me. And, you know, that's how God works. You know, he'll send somebody, you know, to you to rescue you or, you know, encourage you to help you through situations. And I praise God for him for, you know, on that day when he did that. And it was like God was speaking to me through him. And a lot of times that's the thing with God, you know, when I say he won't put more on you than that which you can bear, I mean, he always has a way of escape. You know, when it doesn't seem like there's any light at the end of the tunnel, you know, he'll break that tunnel in half and pull you right out the middle of the tunnel. You know, you don't even have to go all the way through the tunnel. That's just how God is. And so it was just real hard for me and, you know, a lot of things that I was going through as a person. But I give all glory and honor to God for giving me the strength to, you know, keep doing, you know, his will and keep on fighting and keep on pressing. And, you know, thank God for the guys as well. Like I said, we all have, you know, different lives, you know, different things we have to go through. And sometimes, you know, it's hard, you know, trying to be able to go out and be on the road and minister and, you know, pour, you know, into other people. And sometimes we need that, you know, back ourselves, and God allows us to do that amongst each other. Bible says how, you know, good it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. That's one of the scriptures that our spiritual advisor, my mom, you know, she gives to us. And sometimes we don't do it all the time, but we try to make sure, you know, we're reaching out to everyone when we can and, you know, just lift each other up and help each other when the others are in need.
Amen, absolutely. You guys are very original. And the moment I saw your photos when I found you some time ago and we hadn't had a chance to connect, there's definitely something about what you do, even some of the songs that you sing that are just life-changing for those. So don't ever get discouraged. I know, you know, people find themselves doing certain things and feel like, well, are we doing this? You know, is there anything going to come out of this? Absolutely, because you're doing what God called you to do. You guys are ministry in yourselves. You are ministry regardless of what it may look like. And I just want to share with all of you to continue to just stay encouraged, stay lifted up, because even though this is radio, this is also ministry. Anything can happen on God's Utterkin Radio, and the main purpose of this radio station is that God be, his agenda be fulfilled. So whatever you guys may have been going through or are going through, stay encouraged. You know, the Bible says that if God be for you, who can be against you? So you continue to keep your head lifted up. Continue to do what God has called you to do. Continue to just let him pour in you so that you can pour out. And wherever you need to get that encouragement from, you get it, even if it's amongst yourselves. Because there's a season that's coming in your lives where God is going to show you some greater things. He is going to show you some new vision. He is going to give you some new ideas. And this is a season that, as you see in the world that they're going through, people are going to need music like yours to get through it. It might not sound like you're doing or look like you're doing, but you are. So continue to do so, because the call over your lives are great. No matter what mistakes, no matter what's happened, just continue to do what God called you to do and keep pressing. You guys stay prayed up. You stay fasting. You stay moving. You stay steadfast and immovable in him, because he's going to show you guys some new things. Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
I would love to know what you guys do outside of ministry. I want to know, what does Judah of Rochester, New York, do for fun?
Well, one thing we definitely do as a group of, you know, young men, we love to have fun. So anytime you see us, you'll always see us somewhere cracking up, laughing at something one of us done there. We always got a joke going. We love bowling. I'm on a diet right now, but we definitely love to eat. What else y'all got, fellas? What I'm leaving out?
You're leaving out the amusement parks. We do amusement parks.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. We love amusement parks.
Bowling.
Absolutely. That sounds like fun. I can imagine y'all being out there just cutting up. I would love to hear a little bit from Mr. Pitts and Mr. McDuffie. And I would love for y'all, feel free. This is at home. This is where y'all could just be yourselves. So if you feel like just chiming in at any time, go ahead and share. You'll feel free. It's not scripted. This is all off the hip. Just have fun and be yourselves.
Well, I mean, Reverend Andre pretty much covered the basis of everything. I mean, as far as what we do, you know, just being spirit-led, you know, my grandmother, the spiritual advisor, how she keeping us on track. So, I mean, you definitely was hitting home, you know, preaching to us about, you know, because it has been, you know, a struggle pretty much, you know, since I moved down, you know, to North Carolina. The guys, we haven't really had that fellowship where we together, you know, twice or three times a week, so... You know, only thing we really have right now is just the phone or whatever, unless, you know, we're actually out on the road traveling. So, you know, again, you know, I want to repeat it to the guys, you know, just to stay encouraged and, you know, let God continue to direct our path and, you know, and just stay with what we're doing. I mean, sometimes it does seem like, you know, we've been in it for a while and the result hasn't been as greater, but, I mean, we don't really know the life of the people that we're touching out there just through our music.
Right.
That might be listening on a daily basis. We don't know, you know, how our story can help someone else, you know, get to where they need to be in life or, you know, so we definitely need to figure what we're doing, what we've been called to do, and, you know, just continue doing what we're doing.
Amen.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we do want to give our listening audience an opportunity because there are other lines lit up. They might want to be want to chat with you or just say hello. God bless you, however it may be. We'll see in a moment who we're chatting
with. Come on, we love to talk. Come on, talk to
us. I have a number lit up with the last four digits are 1589. God bless you. This is God Sedekin Radio. Okay, maybe they're just listening. I have another line lit up. It looks like it's a decoded number. I'm not sure. God bless you. This is God Sedekin Radio.
God bless you, Minister Nancy. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you, Minister Teresa? Yeah, this is my family on the line. All right.
All right. I want to ask Judah a couple of questions. Your grandmother or your mom or... whoever that keeps you on track, have you ever had a desire to rebel against what instructions she has given to either of you?
Ooh, we no, ma'am. Good evening to you as well. No, ma'am. For one, that's my mother. I know she's listening. That's Pastor Edna Lanier, a great woman of God. To all the listeners that are listening, go look her up on Facebook. Very knowledgeable, very, 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 very sweet, sweet lady. That's my mother. I cherish her. I adore her. And I love her so much. And with that being said, if I did, she would tear my behind up. And she would tear all our behinds up.
Well, so, how about if we let Mother tell the story?
Let me see if I can get her on. Let me see. I know she's another one listening. Hold on one second. I'm going to get her. See if I can get her on to talk for a second. Fellas, y'all go ahead and y'all let them know what happened if we rebelled against Ma.
Well, we probably wouldn't be here today. For one, like, she's an old school mother. Like, it's none of this new school stuff. So, disobey, then, you know, never spare the rod, spoil the child. So, we all pay respect to our elders, and she helps us out a lot, and we respect everything she does for us.
All right. God bless. That's a good answer.
I got her on right now. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Now, Mother, God bless you.
God bless you as well, and thank you for this opportunity to speak with you. Yes, I am very strict with these young men, and I don't play, and I pack a hard punch.
All right, Mother, God bless you. That's good. That's good in a day and a time like this. All right, Minister Nancy, you can take over.
Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you, Mother Edna, for being here with us. I'm Lady Nancy, the host with the Most Is On Guys of the King Radio. We appreciate all of you on today.
God bless you as well.
Oh, my God. That's a good question. I like that. That's one question I don't think I've ever asked. So I'm glad she asked that question. That was awesome. You know, I love our listening audience and the different people who are just listening in. They probably don't want to talk, but it's fine. They're with us on today, and I just appreciate all of y'all. I want to know, where do you see yourselves in about 5 years concerning friendship, family, and the ministry?
I'll let Skitty, you answer that. That's Mr. McDuff. We call him Skitty, though.
Y'all call me what? I believe we have such right now we have such a good unit. I think our friendships and our brotherhood will last forever because we just know how to be friendly, and we try to take care of one of another, even though we're scattered all across, you know, the states. You know, we try to be brothers. We try to uplift each other. We always try to be there for one another all the time. So I don't think that our bond will ever break, no matter what happens.
Wow. That's a beautiful thing. That is very, very beautiful. I'm going to give some applause on that because you need that to know that it works. That's amazing. I appreciate your answers to the questions that I'm asking you. It's so beautiful to know that type of love is, you know, even existing. It's beautiful. I mean, are you guys, like, are they the original of the group and there's just never been anybody else? Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, my name is Devon. They call me, you know, Mr. McGuffey. I'm probably one of the newer ones in there. Maybe 2 years, I think, now. I had helped them out one time, and I just fell in love with the group, and I've been there ever since. And it's been a blessing.
It's been a
blessing from day one. It's just been a total blessing. And I've been doing this for a very long time, and these are about the realest bunch of guys that I've dealt with doing music. Period, and I love them dearly. They're my brothers.
Wow. Oh, that's so beautiful. Wow. To just, I mean, know that. I mean, are you like?
I was about to say the same thing. I was about to say, Brody.
Oh.
You know what? Whatever. Yeah, I love them, dude. Love them dearly.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Anybody want to chime in with a little bit about where you see yourself in 5 years or how you feel about the group, your sentimentals and all that good stuff?
Go ahead, fellas. Don't y'all be shy now. Y'all know y'all can talk.
Well, I guess I'll go then. This is Mellow on drums. I guess in 5 years, no telling where we'll be at. I know we'll probably have about a good 12 more albums because we known for doing like 2 albums a year. So I know we won't have another shortage in sounds or in tracks. So that'll be cool. But hopefully together on tour somewhere overseas or across the world, Like, we're trying to take this worldwide. Like, I know we just starting to reach to the West Coast, so I'm kind of excited about that. But I know I want to go across the world and just bring Jesus wherever we at. I want to go across the world. So I see us, you know, far a long way from where we at right now. And so we should be, like, you know, out there and all over the world.
Wow. That's very passionate to just know that, you know, gentlemen like yourselves just love the Lord the way that you do and live for him. I want to know who knew that their life was destined for Christ? And when you finally accepted, what was the feeling that you could share and experience with our audience about what it was to receive Christ?
Well, for me, this is Reverend Andrew in here. For me, like I said, I ain't had no choice because it was pretty much church even the people that I grew up with, my friends in school, some of them made a lot of wrong decisions. Even I made a lot of wrong decisions. And just being able to see where God has me at now and see where some of my friends are now, I have a lot of them that aren't even alive, you know, that started, you know, out with me, you know, as a child, a friend, or whatnot. And just having Christ in my life is allowing me to make better choices. My decision making is different with Christ in my life. You know, wanting to go hang out with a different group of guys could have landed me in some other places. But I thank God, you know, for allowing me to be where I am right now with this group of guys. You know, we do go a lot of places, but not the place that I was referring to. You know,
I know
early.
That.
So, one thing Ma always told me, she was like, if you get yourself downtown or in jail, don't you call me. She's not playing. She wasn't playing. So I thank God, you know, that for her instilling Christ in my life and being a role model that I could follow in wanting Christ in my life as I grew up to be a young man.
Wow, that's beautiful. Awesome. You guys are doing a great job. I thank you all for being here with me today. It's just a blessing to finally get a chance to talk to the majority of the group. You guys are just blowing my mind, actually, because you just sound so passionate about what you do. Has there been any desires to collaborate with, anybody out there in the already highly?
Yes.
Tell me. I want to know.
Yes. Well, we just actually have been talking about it, and I know the guys probably got, you know, some other people, but there's a desire to do a song with both Doc McKenzie, Mr. Joe Legan, one of my favorite gospel singers, Zacardi Cortez, who else? Who I'm leaving out? And also two of my favorite gospel singers, and that's Mr. James Moss and also Fred Hammond.
Yeah, those are the fellas right there. Absolutely. Anybody else got something for me? Who would you love to collaborate with?
LeAndrea.
Okay.
Definitely LeAndrea. Dietrich Haddon. I mean, I got too many. That'll be two of mine right there, definitely. I mean, because I could just go on and on and on. Dave Hollister. I mean, it don't even have to, you know,
I just got so many people I like vocally. So it was definitely, I'll just be going on and on and on and on.
I know that's right. No, I like Dave Hollister. I gotta say that even when he came
love
out of the
Dave
R&B,
yep.
I love Dave
love
Hollister.
Him.
When I hear him
love
sing gospel, I hear him, you know, share
yep.
his testimonies. Oh my gosh,
it's
just something about the way he even flows in music. It's like,
right, yep.
You can just tell.
He's straight
you.
Church. Yeah, he's straight church.
Yep.
Straight church. Yep.
Love it. Oh wow. He
I love to hear Doc. I would love to hear Doc Pitts do a call too. We can get him off
you
the keyboard.
Coming,
yeah, but that's a listen.
Man,
that's a singing joker, though. I promise.
Right.
You. If you ever get a chance to hear Doc Pitt sing, that's a singing joker.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm gonna do my research because you know I'm not closed-minded to you know the different types of genres of gospel. As long as the message of Jesus Christ is Jesus Christ,
absolutely.
I'm all in. And you know
absolutely.
I'm just here to just be, you know, an instrument in the airways to just get your music out, to, you know, share with people who you are. One day hopefully get to meet you because, like, recently I'm working on getting to meet the people that I have on the show. You know, God Said I Can Radio is actually going into our fourth year off and on. The longest stretch was in the earlier few beginning years, but we are back. We are making a comeback. We're here to just, you know, share with people about Jesus Christ through the people that we have on the show. So you guys are just amazing. Is there anything you would love to share with anyone out there? We have a few more minutes before we get off the air and just encourage anybody out there who's either doing ministry, you know, as a group. Sometimes you have the tugs and the pulls of being pulled away from each other, as you guys mentioned earlier. What would you share with them? What would be the greatest inspiration to keeping a group fully functional?
I just want to say one quick little thing on that. There's a young man that I met a few weeks ago, and he told me something. I'm gonna share that with you. But being a group, a lot of people they kind of talk against what you're trying to do. And so a way that, you know, you think it's advice, or they come to you giving you advice, and what they're actually doing is kind of killing your dream. What I would say to anyone starting a group or in a group or no matter what it is that you're trying to do in life, I'm going to tell you to keep God first. And keep on dreaming. The reason why I say that is this young man told me, if you can't see it, you'll never get there. And he told me that you have to dress like where you want to be.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's amazing. And it's the truth, too. I've been told that, too.
Amen.
Well, I love the fact that you gentlemen have been with me on today. You have definitely blessed me on today, and I hope that you have had just as much of a wonderful time as I have with you.
Yes, ma'am. We thank you so much again for having us. Thank you for playing our music. Thank you for supporting us. If there's anything we can ever do, you already know how to get in touch with us, Facebook or call us. We wouldn't hesitate to do it. We thank you.
Absolutely, but I don't want to hang up yet because it sounds somebody else is trying to reach. I'm not sure, but we'll find out. We have a caller in queue. I have last four digits of your number is 0279. Are you a caller that would love to speak with us on Black Pelican Radio?
Hi.
God bless you. You're live on the air with God's Pelican Radio.
That's Mr. Chapman. He just chimed in.
Last four, his phone number, 0279.
How are you doing?
Wonderful. How are you?
All right.
Thank you for being with us. We're about to get off in a few moments, but do please give us your hello.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you for being with us.
No problem.
Absolutely.
We call him Pretty Danny right there. He'll talk.
Danny stay on the West Coast. That's a good thing.
I bet I don't.
I'm gonna leave that there. I'm gonna let y'all deal with that. I'm gonna let y'all stay with that because I can imagine he got on the line and y'all just like, oh, there it is.
I tell you, we always cracking jokes and laughing, boy. But we love each other, man, and we love doing what we do, and we thank God for giving us that opportunity to do it, and I thank God for giving me the guys that He gave me to do it with. So.
Oh, wow. And I love that y'all keep saying that. You definitely can see it. It's beautiful. The love that you have for each other, it's definitely visible through the airways, just hearing you talk about each other. That is wonderful.
Yes, ma'am. Well, to all the listeners, I mean, we didn't give out too much information, but if you want, that's what I want you to do.
That was my next question. Absolutely. Share with the airways how they can contact you, social media pages, all of that.
Look at God. Well, for booking, you can call 585-880-2781. That's 585-880-2781. You know all of our names. You got Devon, you got Danny, Revy Rev, that's me, Doc, Miller. We're all on Facebook. You can reach us on Twitter, Judah World. I ask that you follow us on Twitter. We're on Periscope. You can follow us on Periscope at Judah World. Our Facebook page, our fan page is just Judah, or our Facebook page is Judah Rochester MY. There's two pages on there. Sometimes there's room on there, sometimes there's not. So we still ask y'all to come on. If you can't friend us on Facebook, just go and like the fan page, and hopefully, God's willing, we'll be in your city soon.
Absolutely. Well, thank you guys so much. Once again, listen, audience, I appreciate you all. And as I was sharing with you before, the link that everybody's using on the computer is Lifetime. Once we hang up, that is our show. Once they do all the critiques to it, you are here to share with everyone your experience with me on God for the King Radio. And if you know someone who deserves an opportunity to share their testimony, their gift, and whatever it is that God has called them to be in this last medieval day, you can do so here on God for the King Radio. It's been my pleasure to be your host on this evening, and I appreciate you all so much for being here with me. We finally got an opportunity to share, and I didn't give up. We did it, and we're here. So, yes, I thank you all
so much.
Yes,
I think last time we were out in California, I think, and we had missed the opportunity, but yeah, I worked it out for this time. So, all glory and honor be to God.
Absolutely. Definitely. And I learned how to be patient. You never know what could happen. Look at that. I got most of y'all on the line with me. How about that?
I'm going to tell you, you're good. Cause wow.
Yes, I learned how to multitask and learn how to do things and see things on the radio. I've had multiple groups that have been like had about 6 or 7 people, and they were like, how you gonna know we all on the line? Do we all gotta go to the same place? Nope, just call in. I don't know who you are.
I
do what I gotta do. I make it happen. But yes, listen, audience, we are happy have these awesome gentlemen here with us on this evening. We are going to get out of here. We appreciate you all. We'll be back next Friday. I believe next week is the 16th. Yeah. We got a few people lined up. We got Trey McLaughlin who will be with us. We got Carl Hearn who will be with us. And we have a couple of other people who are going to be lining up and just being here with us some Fridays, some Saturdays. Well, God's Out of Can Radio is back, and we are here doing what we know how to do, spreading the gospel through Jesus Christ, whatever gift you are in. concerning him. We thank you all for being here with us on this evening, and this is our good night, and our God bless you. Thank you, gentlemen, once again, my listening audience, your mom, everybody who has had the opportunity to be here with us on this evening. Thank you all, and you guys have a wonderful night.
Thank you. God bless.
Absolutely. All right, guys, so that I can radio. This has been another ministry encounter here. We appreciate our guests on this evening. These gentlemen are fabulous. Go get their music, be a blessing and support, and just do what you know how to do. We're getting out of here on this evening with, of course, just some beautiful music that I love to play. I actually missed the opportunity because I've been so busy with school and different things, and forgot to upload the song that I really, really wanted to hear, which was I Tried by the group. But we are definitely going to get out of here. Last week we had Jay Bethel. He was amazing. All my guests are amazing. I just love everyone who has a moment to come here and share with me on God So I Can Radio. We're getting out of here with Dale Cicerone. If you're down, get up.
Tell your neighbor, don't push me tonight because I feel it right now. Turn that track up, turn the track up.
Serving me, you did not leave me.